Now, once we're talking about how you're allowed to sleep with Svarim in the room, lo yishamesh adam mitato v'sefer Torah imo b'bayit. In the bayit, the time of the Gemara meant the room. So a person cannot have intercourse in a room that has a sefer Torah in that room. Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'shem Rabbi Abba says, ima ya karuch b'mapa, o shahaya natun b'chalon shugavoa asarat vachim, then it's mutter. If the sefer Torah was wrapped in a tablecloth or in some type of cloth, or it was in a shelf that was 10 tefachim high above the ground, it's considered to be a different rishus. And then it's not in the room with you in such a case. And it would not be awesome. So whether it's wrapped or whether it's in a different rishus, it would be mutter according to the Yerushalmi. However, we do not pasuk like this in the Bavli. You need to have two separate kisuyim and put all kinds of tznoyim. It can't be something that was meant for it. So it has to be a kli b'toch kli. Rabbi Yirmiyah says in the name of Rabbi Abahu that if it was Asarat Tvachim, so then it would be mut. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says, Oseh kilyon, you have to make a kilo, you make a canopy. It's like a mechitza, in other words, even though it's only made out of cloth. And that way you would be allowed to have intercourse in the same room. Lo yeshev adam al gabei safsar shesefer Torah natun alav. And a person cannot sit on a bench that has a sefer Torah on it. There was a maisa with Rebbe Eliezer. Shai yeshev al gabei safsar shesefer Torah natun alav. And suddenly he realized what was going on. V'irtiyam milafanav kamo shemartim lifnei hanachash. When he saw it, he jumped up as if there was a snake that was ready to strike. But if that sefer Torah was not directly on the same chair that you're sitting on, so you put a basket on the chair and then you put the sefer Torah on the basket which is on the chair, then you would be allowed to. Ad Eicha, when we say you something, I mean, how high does that something have to be? So Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rechuna says, one tefach high. Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Rabbi Zira says, it doesn't matter. The point over here is to show that it's not directly on the same thing you would sit. So I feel kosher. A daisiki, and these are the things that you use for putting onto a donkey, and then you fill it up, which was Malaya Sefarim, or that had in it the human remains, because you were bringing it from one location to rebury. So then in order for it to be mechubad, areze mafshilan me'achora v'rochev. There you can put it towards the back of the chamor and ride in front, and it's not considered in that case to be a zilzel, because in this case you're doing that in order to carry it for its own covet and to watch over it. Tefillin toleotam merashot amita ve'ino toleotam lemargelot amita. When it comes to carrying tefillin, rather to being shomer your tefillin, you don't put them towards your feet, you put them towards your head. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Elezer, B'Shem Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi would be tole his tefillin merashot amita. Rabbi Chizkiya B'Shem Rabbi Abba says this is only if you don't handle them. This is only if you don't treat them the way that you would be carrying a basket. So over there, you would have the handles of the basket going up and you would have it hanging down loose. That you shouldn't do, because then you're carrying it as if it's a basket. What it means is to carry the tefillin by the ritzuos. Of course, that the Bavli makes big fuss of also. That's considered to be a gnai. The tefillin have to be above and the ritzuos, which is the handle of the basket, so to speak. In the metaphor here, the ritzuos are milamata, they come down off of the tefillin, but you don't carry them with the ritzuos. Tani Rabbi Chalafta ben Shaul said in a braita, ha'otesh b'tfilato siman ra. Somebody, it seems to be saying, somebody sneezes, that's a bad sign, but actually, that's not what it means. Hada da'atoma milamata, it actually means if somebody farts during his tefillah. That is a bad sign. Havolamala, but an upper sneeze, so to speak, lo, that's not a bad sign. And atu demar chanina, and this that he said, Rabbi Chanina, is consistent with what he said. Anira iti et Rabbi mifahek umiatesh unotinya davapiv avaloroke. I used to watch Rabbi davening, and I saw that he would yawn and sneeze, covering his mouth, but he would never spit while he was davening. Rabbi Yochanan says you can even spit a filo rokek, that you can do, kidei shekoso naki, so that your mouth will be clean in speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, when Rabbi Yochanan says you can spit, does not mean you can spit in front of you. Lefanav asur, you can put your head towards the back, lacharav mutar. Liyimino asur, and lismolo mutar. If you can also spit in one direction, and this is not clear because we know that there's liyimino, it might mean to your right, or it might mean to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right that you're facing, so that we had that shaila in the Bavli as well. So liyimino asur, lismolo mutar, hada hu dechtiv. And this is when it says Yipo mitzitcha elev urevava miminecha. So kuli alma has mode by hinder akak itzlin. Somebody is rokek into a beged so that he covers the spit with his beged, that it's mutter. The only yisra of yer the bizoyin is if he sits on the ground. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, a rokek bebet haKnesset is as if you're spitting kaviyochol in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eye. It's discussed ki rokek bebat ino. Rabbi Yonah doesn't agree. He would be rokek even a Beit HaKnesset, but he would immediately be shy if he would rub the roke into the floor, which was of course a dirt floor, so that it was never seen. Rabbi Yirmiyah quotes Rabbi Shmuel Bar Chalavtu, quoting Rav Ada Bar Achva, that HaMitbalel Al Yarok Ad She'alech Arba Amot. Person should first walk 4 amot from the Mokum of Tefillah. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Yovan says, and in reverse it's also true. If someone spits, he should not be Mitbalel unless he's Misrachek Arba Amot from the place that he spat. Tony. In the Braita it says, "Amitpalel al yatila tamayim at shalech arba'amot." If you just finish your tefillah, you should not urinate until a distance of 4 amot, and vice versa. If you just urinated, al yitpalel at shalech arba'amot from the mokum that you urinated. And we're going to see in a moment: is it literally the space or is it the time? So Amr Yaakov bar Acha lo softa varat shalech arba'amot. It doesn't mean that you literally need to change your spatial coordinates. We're talking about over here your time coordinates. And the arba amot over here is as long as it would take you kidei hiluch arba amot. And therefore, afilusha kidei hiluch arba amot. And the reason for this is basically because so long as you're within arba amot, your lips are already moving in preparation or in repetition of the last things that you had said in the tefillah, and it's as if you're still being Isaac in the tefillah. Omar Rabbi Yami, Momera ata chalech arba amot. If you actually meant seriously that you have to walk 4 amot away from where you urinated, so then yehe aser, then you would be aser anywhere, because ani omer that achar b'aveit osher. How do you know that the place you went to, somebody else hadn't urinated there? So it can't possibly mean that any place that someone had urinated is going to be aser. That's ridiculous. And therefore, what it would mean is the time that it takes me malach arba amot. Rabbi Abu B'Shem Rav says, the iser of saying a dover should be gedusha in a mokum where there are disgusting things. So dung is considered to still be aser until it is completely dried. Umayim, urine, is considered to be aser. So long as they are wet enough to make something that touches it wet to something that feels it. Geniva Omar, Mayim Kozman Sherishumam Nikar. A shear of urine is as long as I can see a spot where the urine was absorbed. That means that it isn't fully dry. Shmuel Omar, the Isser Keneged Soa is not that it needs to be totally dry. It's only Achiyik Remufana. The face, the outside surface, gets a membranous dryness over it. That's sufficient, even though internally it may not have dried. And Shimon Bar Vova Shem Rabbi Yochanan says also Achiyik Remufana. So now there is also a different shita in Rav, according to which it would be Nogea, this psak that we just had. So Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Zira. For Shem Rav, that it won't help for it to be completely dried out. It would be also to say divrei kedusha where there's a fecal matter. Rishmul Omar Achiyik Rumufanel and Shimon Barva Omar B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Achiyik Rumufanel Omar Chizka Rabbi Abba. According to this, is machmir b'mayim yoter menatzoah. This is ridiculous because the iser of saying something k'neged meraglayim, we said, is is only a drabbana. And the iser of saying something connected so as on a diorite, so how in the world could we have a psak that would be more machmer on urine than on feces?
I understand where
do you see that he's more machmer? Is it because before he said over what Gneva said? And that as long as Rishumo is Nikar, Omar Lay, so he explains a little bit now that my question is like this. I hold that Afilu Asuyak Etzim, it's Asura, Mipneshim Masha, or Mamasha, is Kayam, and Mayim is different once it's Nivla in the Karka, because Ein Mamasha Kayam. So basically, the conversation essentially is a conceptual one. It's like this. Rabbi Mona did not understand the question, because if all that the Kasha is from is Geneva, and Geneva is saying, well, as long as Rishumam Nikar, it's Osir, how do we know that Geneva wouldn't be Machmir to say that it had to be Mityabesh Ke'etza, in which case it would not have been more Chomer? To which Chizkiah explains to Rabbi Mona, not true, because in my opinion, the question over here is there mamashut. Meraglayim that have been absorbed into the ground, there's no mamashut at all. But Tsoah, I don't care how dry it is, the mamashut is still right there in front of you. And that always should be more chomer. So if you're telling me you're going to be mater, even if Gneva himself holds that it would be mutter, the shear of Yovish, like Etzem, it still wouldn't answer why it would be that Rishu Mamniker would be Osir of urine. Halacha Vav. So we've been discussing the din of a Baal Keri, or of a woman who is a Baalat Keri, and how is that possible? She leaks semen that she had from an intercourse. This, of course, was the Iker din of Keri on Har Sinai, was for women, not for men. So in such a case, there would be a din of Tefillah's Ezra. Question here in the Mishnah is, what about if the Tefillah is not going to do the least bit of good, Lagabe Tuma, because the person is anyway Tamei in something that's more Chomor, and is going to need Shivas Nikiyin or some other long period before he can be Tovu from his Tuma? Is there a point in his being Tevel for his carry or her carry? So in a case where the person is a Zav, and besides the Tuma's carry, he has the Tuma's Zivas, it's not going to do him any good to be Tovu for carry. Remember that carry and Zivas have nothing really to do with each other very much. They both happen to be liquids that come from the penis, but they're not really related. So a Baal Keri is specifically semen, and a zav is a fluid, a prostate fluid, which is not similar to semen. It doesn't have the same consistency as the Gemara describes it, and it's just that we give a zav in the first ria a din of a Baal Keri, but there's no other real connection between them. So someone who is roa two of these prostate fluids is already now chayav to keep shivas nikiyim. Three would have to also bring her a korban. But anyway, he also is roa keri, so now what's not going to do him any good for him to be Tevo, because anyway, he's going to have to be Tevo at the end, or a Nida. So now this Nida is going to be Tamea for 7 days, right? So apparently she had intercourse, became a Nida, and now in the middle of her Nidas, some of that semen drips out. Now she becomes a Balas Keri. Is she allowed to daven, or do we say she has to go to the mikvah, even though the mikvah obviously is not going to do her any good for the Tuma that is overwhelming her in terms of Nidas? Or for that matter, all that she did was had intercourse. Mishameshet, that was Ra's Sanida. So any Mishameshet is by definition has a din of a Baal Keri, even if she doesn't leak. And that's a part of Takanas Ezra, that she's Asura as if she's a Baal Keri. And then she was Rayanida. So it's not going to help her to be Tovelet. What is the halacha? Tzrichin Tefillah makes absolutely no difference, because the Tefillah for a Baal Keri is not connected with becoming Tahar. It's a direct response to the reality of the carry itself, whereas Rabbi Yehuda is poter, as we'll see in the Gemara. So Ad Kidon, look, all that we've seen in Rabbi Yehuda is he potters the Zav Shara'a carry, where over there he started as a Zav and then he was Roa carry. Well, what about if he's a Baal Keri and then he became a Zav? So do we say, since he was first already Chayev because of his carry, it doesn't matter that now he was Roa Zivot or not? Says the Gemara, well, obviously that's a continuation of the mission, isn't it? Nashma ina min hada. I mean, it's clear from the continuation that says, Amishamesha charata nida. So this woman had intercourse at that moment. She would have required tefillah, and then she becomes a nida. And in that case, Rabbi Torah says also that you're potter. So you see that even though the chiyuv of the tefillah for the keri came first, nonetheless, you're potter. Ma tam de Reb Yehuda. What indeed is Reb Yehuda's svara that just because you have a tumah that is going to subsume in terms of the dinei tumah the bal keri, that therefore you do not have to be tovel for keri? It's because it's bishum ma mo'il shu tovel. Because basically saying, well, what's the point? A tefillah that doesn't affect the dinim of tumah v'tayra is absurd. But there may be another reason. Is it oh she'ein shame the tumah kala it's a tumah chamur? Is it the fact that it doesn't have any place, it doesn't have any value, it doesn't have any chashivas, and therefore we don't view it as damaging in the place where anyway we have tumah chamura? We're not going to pay attention to something as meaningless as keri. Ma nafak b'mamim, does it really matter? And basically boils on the same thing, right? No. Because let's say you have a bal keri first, and then he's roe zivos, okay? So if the ideal is what good is it, so then the moment that he became a bal keri, he was already chayev in tefillah. So you can't ask what good is it, because you can't potter him once he becomes chayev. If the idea is that we don't note the tumas keri, once it's subsumed by a more chomer tuma, then it wouldn't matter which one comes first. Well, Nashma Inam and Ada, that too we can learn from the continuation of the Mishnah, where it says, Amishamesha Chirata Nidat Zichatvila, and Reb Yehuda patters even in that case. So you see that in Tomar, that the svar is Mamo Ilsho Shutovel, in this case it would be a Moel, it would have been Moel initially. So clearly the only explanation of his real reason is, Havileta Mai Ela Mishum She'en Shem Tumakala, Etzel Tumachamur, and it has no Hashivas, therefore, to be Mechayev the Tefillah. So Ad Kedon, up until this point, we say that the Rebbe Yehuda patters where Batal Tumah Kala Besof. Now this is a Lishna Achrina basis. It's the same question in a Loshan Acher. So where do we say that Rebbe Yehuda pattered from Tefillah that Zdafka when the Tumah Kala came at the end? Would he also patter even if the Tumah Chamura came after the Tumah Kala? So that first he became a Bal Keri and then became a Zav? Nashmina minada mishameshet shirata nida tzrikha tefila and Rebbe Yehuda poter. Hada omra yihada yihada. This tells us that actually it makes absolutely no difference, because we see over here that even if she first was considered to be balas keri through her shtash b'shamita, that nonetheless she still is in exactly the same matzav to her libet Rebbe Yehuda. Daf chofchet. And he suddenly noticed it. Virtiam milifanav like martiam lifnei nachash. If I am not doing a davar acher, then it's mutrad echan. Rabbi b'shem Rebbe says tefa. Rabbi Yirmiya b'shem Rabbi Zira says it doesn't matter. Afilu kosher. Or you had atzamot hameitin itarezim afshilu miachurav v'rochev, because that's the only way to transport it safely. Tefillin to leoto mirashot amita veno to leoto mimargelot amita. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Abu, Rabbi Loza b'shem Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi hayatoleta tefillin bimarashot amita. Rabbi Chizki b'shem Rabbi Abu says, but that's only if you don't hang it by the ritzot. B'vachor yavid gadi dai kalara. And the tefillin milamal on the ritzot milamata. Tana Rabbi Chalafta ben Shaul. Ha'otesh betfilato siman ra'al. Hada diatam milamata. Avalamata lo. Hatimar Rabbi Chanina ani reiti et Rabbi. Mifahek u'me'atesh. V'notin yadam alpiv avalo rokek. Rabbi Yochanan Omer. Afilo rokek kde shiye koso naki lefana. El lekose nokar. Noki. Lefanav asur lacharav mutar. Lino asur smalo mutar. Hada dechtibi po mitzitcha elef. Kol amar modeh ba yider kak eats the lean, that it should be mutter, it should say. Reb Yishev ben Levi yomar rokek bebet haKnesset kirokek babateinu. Reb Yona was merakek in Shayef. Reb Yirmiya and Reb Shmuel bar Chalafta b'shem Revada Baruch Hu mitpalel al yarok ad shi'aleich arba amot. Om Reb Yosef bar Rabbi Avon v'chein arokek al yitpalel ad shi'aleich arba amot. Tani, I'm at Pilel al Yatil at Amayim at Shealech Arbaamot. I'm at Tilat Amayim at Yit Pilel at Shealech Arbaamot. Om Rabbi Yaakov Barach, lo softa va at Shealech Arbaamot, el afilo sheye kedeilu Arbaamot. Om Rabbi Ami, him omerat at Shealech, literally Arbaamot, It's also, then why not on the Omer? Maybe somebody else was Matil Shon. Rebaba b'shem Rav Tzoha ad shetiyavesh ke'etz mayim kozman shemat pichim. K'nilo amar mayim kozman shemishumam nikar. Shmuel amar ad shikrumu paneo. Shemar barva b'shem Rabbi Yochanan shikrumu paneo. Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Zira b'shem Rav Tzoha afilo asuya ke'etz masura. Shmuel amar ad shikrumu paneo. Shimon barva amar b'shem Rabbi Yochanan shikrumu paneo. Omar Chizkiya Rabbi Abba machmir b'mayim yoter min hatzoha. Omar Rabbi Mona, wait a minute, what's the problem? Min hada de gniva. Omar, I don't care what gniva holds, basically. I feel like three cats in Asura would still be mekel. Because here you still have mama shakayam. Whereas mayim ain't mama shakayam if it's only mishuma nika. Halacha vav zov shira akeri v'nida shapolta shichvat zera v'hamishameshet shira atanida tzrichim tvila v'rebira poter at kedon zav shira akeri. But would it be true afil akeri shira azav moyelush who tovel nishmainu min hada hamishameshet shira atanida tzrichat tvila v'rebira poter? My time in the rebira mishum ma moyelush who tovel. Or is it in shame litumakala? It's a tumachamura. What difference does it make? No, the difference is ra'akeri in temar ma mo'il shu tovel mo'il. Right? So then it must be. And let time off. The lo mishum shein shem tumakala, it's a tumachamura. Ad kedon and ad lavashik shabat la tumakala lebesof. Would we say a few about la tumachamura lebesof? Yashmina menada, mishameshet shirat anida, tzrichat tvilav, Rabbi Yehuda poter, hada amra, hi hada, hi hada.